Welcome to Breaking Doctrine, presented to you by the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate. The views expressed here are those of the individual and do not represent the views of the U.S. government.
Welcome to Breaking Doctrine. I am Lieutenant Colonel Derek Thompson. Today we are doing something different and taking a step back to look at the big picture. We all know professional development is a cornerstone of the Army, but keeping up with new doctrine can feel like drinking from a fire hose. So in this special episode, we are going to be your filter. We have sifted through the key manuals updated in 2025 to bring you a doctrine update. We will give you the highlights, crucial changes, and most importantly, why they matter to you as a leader. To provide you with a bit of a roadmap, we will begin with the foundational manuals of FM1, the Army, and ADP and FM30, operations. From there, we will discuss air and missile defense operations, Army special operations, CBRN operations, and cyberspace and electromagnetic operations. Finally, we will finish with the discussion on engineer and military police operations. Let us get started. We begin with the soul of our service, FM1, the Army, updated in May 2025. This manual educates and inspires every soldier by defining the character of our force. It provides the official language and framework for what it means to be a professional in the 21st century. This update reaffirms the Army as a profession of arms, explicitly linking our service to the Constitution above all else. This ties directly to a leader's responsibility, whether addressing a formation, mentoring a subordinate, or making tough, ethical decisions. This manual provides the grounding principles. As stewards of the profession, leaders are charged with using FM1 not just as doctrine, but as a tool for shaping culture, instilling discipline, and reinforcing the trust that underpins our entire Army. Next is the Army's answer to the modern strategic environment, ADP 3-0 Operations, from March 2025. This manual codifies multi-domain operations, or MDO, as the Army's official operational concept and provides the intellectual foundation for training, resourcing, and fighting. MDO aims to solve the central problem of how to defeat peer adversaries who present a systemic challenge. This is not just a single threat like anti-access and aerial denial systems, but a holistic enemy approach integrating layered fires, sophisticated information and cyber operations, political subversion, and economic coercion designed to fracture the joint force. MDO is the concept for disintegrating this enemy system. To achieve this, the doctrine introduces four tenets: agility, convergence, endurance, and depth, plus 7 imperatives. These tenets describe the central attributes of our operations, while the imperatives are the must-do actions for the force, such as seeing ourselves in the enemy, striking with precision, protecting the force, and consolidating gains. This framework demands a significant cognitive shift. It moves the Army from being primarily a supported force to a supporting force that actively creates effects for the entire joint force. Understanding these tenets and imperatives is the first step in rethinking how to defeat an entire enemy system. To translate the MDO concept into application, we turn to FM30, Operations, released in March 2025. If ADP 30 is the what, FM30 is the how. It details the Army's specific methodology for winning against a peer competitor. The doctrine's core change is moving away from seeking a single, decisive engagement. Instead, victory in large-scale combat operations is achieved by creating and exploiting relative advantages over time. For any commander or staff, this is the key insight. It means orchestrating a continuous process of using all available capabilities, cyber, space, fires, information, and maneuver to probe enemy systems, create temporary windows of superiority, and then strike to degrade the enemy's cohesion. The goal is a cumulative effect where a series of exploited advantages leads to the eventual collapse of the enemy's operational framework. This manual is the guide for orchestrating that complex process, forcing a campaign-oriented mindset focused on tempo, sequencing, and the relentless pursuit of advantages that lead to durable strategic success. We have several Breaking Doctrine podcasts focused on both ADP and FM3O. I would recommend episodes 98 with Major General Sylvia, episode 95 with Major General Nori, episode 94 with the FM3O authors, and episodes 87 and 88 discussing the defeat of the enemy in the next war for a deeper dive into these manuals. Execution of multi-domain operations requires survival. That brings us to FM3-01, Army Air and Missile Defense Operations, updated in August 2025. This manual addresses the critical challenge that our adversaries will employ a complex mix of unmanned aircraft systems, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles to attack our forces from the moment of deployment. FM3-01 provides the solution. The core concept of FM3-01 moves air and missile defense, or AMD, from a passive protective shield to an offensive enabler. It achieves this by employing the full spectrum of AMD capabilities to create windows of opportunity that allow the rest of the force to maneuver and strike. For commanders and staff, this means integrating AMD into every warfighting function. It protects long-range fires assets, enabling them to strike deep targets. It must be woven into the scheme of maneuver to protect assaulting forces and secure gap crossings. And critically, it ensures the integrity of command and control and sustainment nodes by protecting command posts and logistics hubs. The major change this doctrine codifies is the demand for proactive integration. It is no longer sufficient to simply task AMD to protect the force. Leaders must think specifically about what must be protected, when, and for what purpose to enable a specific operational outcome. In summary, FM3-01 provides the framework to make AMD a fully integrated member of the combined arms team. Next, we address our unconventional forces with the June 2025 update to FM3-05, Army Special Operations. FM3-05 explains how senior leaders can integrate Army Special Operation Forces, or RSOF, to solve the problems that conventional forces cannot. This update aligns the entire RSOF enterprise with a strategic pivot from counterterrorism to competition against peer state actors. The doctrine's focus is on RSOF's primary contribution across the competition continuum, often well before large-scale combat begins. Their main effort is conducting irregular warfare activities to disrupt an adversary's plans and create political and military dilemmas. This is not about tasking SOF for direct action missions that conventional forces can handle. It is about using them to create dilemmas deep within the enemy's system. So how do RSOF's unique capabilities tie into the broader fight? They do so by integrating effects from the strategic deep and denied areas. By conducting special reconnaissance, they identify high payoff targets for long-range fires. By organizing and enabling local resistance forces, they disrupt enemy lines of communication and tie down security forces that would otherwise be engaging the main body. And by leveraging their unique human and signals intelligence capabilities, along with military information support operations and civil affairs, they provide ground truth on enemy intent while shaping the human terrain advantageously. This manual reframes RSOF from a specialized direct action tool to the Army's primary instrument for conducting irregular warfare activities. It is a guide to employing RSOF to achieve strategic effects that set the conditions for success of conventional forces. Next, we address the capabilities needed to operate in hazardous environments with FM3-11 CBRN operations, updated in April 2025. Peer adversaries may employ chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear weapons to disrupt operations and exploit vulnerabilities. FM3-11 ensures the Army can maintain tempo and achieve its objectives, even when these weapons are used against us. A critical shift in this manual is moving CBRN operations from a reactive consequence management function to a proactive, integrated element of the operational plan. It is about maintaining freedom of action and preserving combat power. This integration touches every warfighting function. CBRN reconnaissance assets provide early warning that informs both intelligence and maneuver, allowing forces to bypass or breach contaminated areas. These forces protect our fires and command and control capabilities by decontaminating critical assets, and they enable endurance by ensuring our sustainment functions and supply lines remain viable. CBRN can no longer be viewed as a niche, specialist task called upon only after an attack. This doctrine requires leaders to consider the CBRN threat during mission analysis and integrate these assets into the scheme and maneuver from the outset. Understanding FM3-11 is essential for building a formation with the resilience to fight through contamination and win. Check out episode 99 of Breaking Doctrine with Brigadier General Boucher for a deeper dive into FM3-11. Now, we turn to a domain that permeates all others, detailed in the September 2025 update to FM3-12, Cyberspace and Electromagnetic Warfare Operations, or SEMA. Our adversaries are organized to defeat us in this domain, and our ability to command, navigate, and strike depends on our ability to win here first. FM3-12 aligns SEMA with the MDO concept of convergence, framing it not as a supporting function, but as a critical element of combat power to be wielded to create operational effects. SEMA's effects are important to every warfighting function. For leaders, this means using offensive cyber and electronic warfare to degrade enemy command and control, enabling freedom of maneuver for our forces. It means synchronizing an electronic attack with a missile strike to suppress air defenses and maximize the lethality of fires. It also means using SEMA assets as a primary intelligence collection tool to gain insights into enemy networks while simultaneously conducting defensive operations to protect our own networks, data links, and GPS signals. This doctrine demands that leaders view the electromagnetic spectrum as terrain to be seized and controlled. It requires the integration of a SEMA planner into the operations process and the consideration of SEMA effects into every course of action. Understanding FM3-12 is the guide for orchestrating the invisible fight that sets the conditions for success in the physical domains. Next, we address a force that controls the physical environment with the December 2025 update to FM3-34, Engineer Operations. Large-scale combat operations place immense demands on the force's ability to maneuver and survive. This doctrine reframes engineers from a reactive asset to a proactive shaper of the physical domain, whose primary job is to enable a commander's operational tempo. For leaders, this manual is best understood through the focus on three core engineer functions and how they enable the combined arms team. First is mobility. This is about enabling freedom of maneuver for the entire force. The doctrine details the planning for large-scale, contested gap crossings, a critical task against a peer adversary. This force's integration of engineer reconnaissance and bridging assets directly into the scheme of maneuver from the start. Second is countermobility. This is about disrupting the enemy's plans. It provides tactics, techniques, and procedures for emplacing complex obstacles that are integrated with direct and indirect fire plans, shaping the terrain to the enemy's detriment by creating engagement areas for fires to exploit. Third is survivability. This is about protecting the force from an adversary's fires. The doctrine provides the framework for constructing large-scale, hardened, fighting positions, command posts, and logistics nodes, the primary tool for mitigating risk and preserving combat power. Ultimately, this manual demands that commanders view engineers as a central player in the combined arms fight. Understanding FM3-34 is the guide to leveraging these capabilities to control the terrain, protect the force, and dictate the tempo of the operations. I recommend checking out episode 80 of Breaking Doctrine with FM3-34 lead author for deeper insight into engineer doctrine. Finally, we address the force responsible for security and enabling operational reach with the March 2025 update to FM3-39 Military Police Operations. This manual highlights the stark reality that the support area is no longer a sanctuary in large-scale combat operations. This doctrine addresses the significant threat to the rear from adversaries who will use every tool to disrupt our operations. Its most notable change is refocusing the Military Police Corps from a law and order mission to a combat-enabling function centered on security in a contested environment. This doctrine is the primary tool for ensuring the integrity of the operational design. It outlines how the three core MP disciplines enable the entire force. Security and mobility support operations protect lines of communication and critical assets, which preserves combat power for the main effort. Police operations establish order and gather intelligence on threats within the support area. And detention operations provide the scalable capability to manage the substantial number of detainees expected on a peer battlefield, preventing a security crisis that could derail momentum. Ultimately, this manual demands that leaders view the support area as its own battlefield and the military police as the formation assigned to fight and win there. Understanding FM3-39 is essential for designing a resilient operational plan that can withstand enemy attacks on the vulnerable rear, ensuring the main body remains free to defeat the enemy's main body. Check out episode 78 of Breaking Doctrine for deeper insight into military police doctrine. And that brings us to the end of our focused review of 2025's Keystone Doctrine. Of course, this was not an exhaustive list. Significant updates were also made to important manuals covering Army Aviation, FM3-04, Religious Affairs, FM3-83, and Human Resources, FM4-1, just to name a few. Furthermore, dozens of Army Techniques publications were updated, covering everything from tactical-level operations like tank and striker platoons to specialized skills like Special Forces Unconventional Warfare and Explosive Ordnance Disposal Operations to critical enablers like Counter-UAS and Spectrum Management. For a deep dive into any of the manuals discussed today, or to find the latest doctrine, we encourage you to visit the Army Publishing Directorate at armypubs.army.mil. Just like writing new doctrine is a team effort, breaking doctrine takes a team. Without the crew and special doctrine division here at the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate, we would not be able to bring you this show. Please do not forget to subscribe on YouTube, Apple, Audible, or Spotify podcasts. And follow us on social media at U.S. Army Doctrine to get updates on new podcasts, Doctrine Digest videos, and publications. Finally, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the official position of the United States Army, the United States Army Transformation and Training Command, or the Combined Arms Command. I am Lieutenant Colonel Derek Thompson, and this has been Breaking Doctrine.